Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's June 28th, 1956. It's a couple months past the last episode, so I don't know if there's missing episodes. I'm pretty sure there is. Unfortunately, we don't have them. I will do some searching and see if I can find them. But for now, let's get into it. It's going to be Hard Luck Hogan. Again, it's The Cisco Kid, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Hard Luck Hogan. Now and then in the annals of the Old West, we read of a man whose bad luck was a byword in town, ranch, and mining camp. Such a man was Hard Luck Hogan, whose misfortunes were so bad and so frequent that the superstitious crossed the street when they saw him coming. But the Cisco Kid was the friend of Hard Luck Hogan. As our story opens, it's noon at the cafe in the roaring town of Rawhide. Cisco and his constant companion, Pancho, are sitting at a table next to the thin partition wall. On the other side of the partition, two men listen.
You had enough to eat, Pancho?
Well, almost enough to eat, Cisco. Just as soon as Pancho eat the rest of his cornbread.
I want to get back to our camp and take a swim in the river, amigo. And do not forget, today is the day you also go into the river.
But Cisco, Pancho not like the water.
It's long past time that you learn to swim.
Pancho not have to go in the water. Pancho like to learn to swim, Cisco.
Well, unfortunately, you have to go in the water.
Sometimes, Cisco, it's not good to learn how to swim.
Now, do not try to get out of it.
Hard Luck Hogan know how to swim, and he almost drowned it.
That was because he dove into a shallow pool and struck his head on a rock.
Good thing for Hard Luck Hogan, Cisco come along just then and pull him out.
I'm glad we arrived just when we did, amigo. But to get back to our story.
Yeah, Hard Luck Hogan, Cisco. We come here to our table.
What is this, Sir Hogan?
What is this, Hard Luck?
Howdy, Pancho. Cisco, that sure was mighty white of you to land me that job on the railroad with the express company.
Job? On the railroad?
Well, didn't he tell you?
Oh, it was very little I did, Senor. You said you needed work, so I happened to meet the express company boss. Well,
just happened to, huh? Yeah, I know. You rode about 50 miles just to tell him about me. And say, Cisco, my first run on that express company car starts today in about half an hour.
I'm glad to learn they are putting you to work at once, Sir Hogan.
Yep, so am I. And I understand we're carrying a lot of gold.
Shh, quieto. Be careful what you say, Sir Hogan. Yeah, this is a tough crowd in this cafe. Many in that crowd may be bandidos.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. That's a bad habit of mine, talking too loud. Anyway, Cisco, many thanks to you, and someday I'll try to return the favor.
Do not give that a second thought, Sir Hogan. Good luck to you from now on.
Yeah, good luck, Hard Luck.
Thanks. So long.
So that's why we ride clear over there to Santa Fe, Cisco, huh?
Sayer Hogan is a good man. He deserves what help anyone can give him. Here, come on, Pancho. Let us pay our bill and get back to camp.
Jesus, Pancho want to go in that old water.
Yeah, it's a good thing we happen to be sitting here, Muddy.
Yeah. You heard what Hogan said, didn't you, Carl?
About the gold and that express car? I sure did.
Well, it's mighty nice of him to tip us off like that. Let's go round up the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, Muddy. And when the train gets to the top of Six Gun Pass, we'll be waiting.
All you boys got your masks, will you? And you better put them on right now. Train just starting up the grade. It'll be here before we know it. Oh! Now, after we make this haul, we split up. In 3 days, we all meet at the hideout.
Hey, Jim. Jim, take care of these horses. Get them back out of sight.
Muddy, who do you want to get into the cab of the locomotive?
Greg and Tommy. It's all arranged, Carl. Joe, you and Eddie, get over across that track. Warm weather like this, they'll have one door of that express car open. Get them covered before they can close the door. Me and Carl do the same if it's on this side.
Yeah, we will.
Well, I reckon that takes care of everything, Muddy.
Yeah, I reckon it does. Get down, Carl, so they won't spot you from that cab.
Look, they got that express car right behind the engine.
Yeah, the door's open. As soon as Greg and Tommy stop the engine, we'll rush the express car. Come on, Carl, it's stopping now.
I'm with you.
Hey, Hogan! Don't close that door, we'll gun you down.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't come into this car, Mr. Bandit.
Ian, gun whip him down.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, more hard luck for Hogan, Muddy. Did you ever see such an hombre to have things go wrong for him?
Never mind that. Get going. Open up that safe, Carl.
How do you suppose I'm going to open it? I don't know the combination.
Hey, what's in them tin containers?
Well, I'll see. It's gold, Muddy. Gold coins, minted.
All right. Say, look at that. Probably so much gold they couldn't put it all in the safe. Here, give you a couple of them containers.
Here.
Take a couple, Carl.
Yeah.
Joe, Eddie, grab a couple of these. Well, yeah. A mighty nice haul, I'd call it. Even without what's in the safe.
Yeah.
Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, we gotta have some supplies, grub and such. But we better not go back to town.
That Cisco kid's camp ain't far from here, Carl. They'll have grub, and that's where we're gonna get it. Come on.
Look, Pancho, now watch me.
Okay.
Now, this is the way you swim.
Pancho, I can swim, Cisco.
But you could swim, amigo, if you would only try.
Yeah, Pancho, try.
No, Pancho. Do not thrash the water that way.
Pancho, you drowned it.
No. The water is not over 3 feet deep.
Pancho, you drowned it. Pancho, you drowned it.
Oh, Santos, here. Stand up on your feet, Chico. Here, I'll help you up. Come on. There.
Pancho. I have enough water, Cisco. I have too much water.
Very well, amigo. That will do for this lesson.
I hope it do for all lessons.
Perhaps someday we will try it again.
Huh?
But I like to swim even if you do not. So I will take a swim across the stream and back.
You're not mad at Pancho, Cisco?
No, of course I'm not angry with you. What is the matter with Diablo?
Pancho, wade the shore and take a look. Pancho, not see nothing, Cisco. Maybe a chipmunk scared Diablo.
Perhaps.
It may be the little chipmunk, but... No, Cisco, no. Come quick, Cisco. Pancho, see two hombres run out of our camp. Cisco.
See, Pancho. Getting there as fast as I can.
Look, Cisco. There go the hombres. They're right away as fast as they can ride.
See. Let us get to camp, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Did you get a good look at them, Chico?
Not good, Cisco. They keep out of sight after Diablo called for us. Where they come to our camp for, Cisco?
I do not know. Probably to steal. Let us see.
They not take our horses.
Just as well for them. They did not try. Diablo does not like hombres. He does not know.
Loco not patient either.
Well, for one thing, Pancho, our guns and gun belts are gone.
They're not good.
All our food is also gone.
That worser.
Two bandidos in the tracks of their horses go this way. Get dressed, Pancho. We are going to go after those two hombres.
I tell you got the wrong man, Sheriff. I didn't have nothing at all to do with that there train holdup.
We'll talk that over when we get to the jail, Hogan.
But I tell you, I didn't.
All I know is the conductor called me into this case soon as he had the train back down into the depot again. And all clues, Hogan, points to you.
Well, how do they? That's what I want to know. How do they?
You had both side doors of that express car wide open, didn't you?
Well, sure I did. It was mighty hot in that car.
The rules of this railroad specify that only one side door of that car can be opened at a time when there's cargo aboard.
Well, nobody told told me that. I just started work a few hours ago.
Well, you know it now. Get down off of that horse.
What other clues you got, Sheriff?
A couple of the boys who was in the cafe this noon said you come in and got into conversation with that Cisco kid.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the first thing is that I suspect Cisco of being an outlaw and a bad one.
No, he ain't.
And the second thing is that the boys heard you tell Cisco there was to be gold aboard that express car.
I shouldn't have done that. Not so anybody could hear me, but if you mean I'd done it to tip Cisco off...
That's just what I mean.
Oh, you're plumb wrong, Sheriff.
I don't figure I am. And soon as I get you lodged in a cell, Hogan, I'm going to get me up a posse and go out after that Cisco kid.
Oh, what's the use? More bad luck, always bad luck.
Get going into that jail!
Pancho, I'd like to go after bandidos with no guns, Cisco.
I would feel better about it if we did have our guns. But since we do not have them, we will keep going after those bandidos just the same.
We gain on them, no?
I do not think so. Not as yet, Pancho.
Not as yet.
They're riding quite fast.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they mean to skirt the town and then head for the hills.
Pancho, still like to know why they come to our camp to rob us.
That is what we will find out when we catch up to them, amigo. Up, Diablo, come on.
Hello, come on now, come on, go.
Yeah, that is strange.
What's strange, Cisco?
The train is over there at the depot, Pancho.
That's not all right.
Except that some time ago I heard the train whistle as it went up grade toward the pass, which meant it left the depot.
Maybe that's not the same train.
Must be the same train, Chico. It's the only train through here.
Pancho, I know. There's something else we got to find out.
Hey, hop, Diablo.
Go now. Hey, look, Cisco. That's who right is. Way ahead of us.
I see them, Pancho. They are riding for the hills for all they are worth.
Those the bandidos?
I would say so. At least we will take the chance that they are and give our horses free rein.
Wait, Cisco. Here come riders this way. Many riders.
See, and every one of them armed. And there's the sheriff riding at their head. Let us wait and see what this means. Hold up.
Oh, look. Uh-oh. This sheriff scowls, Cisco. He not look at us as if he like us, huh?
For a fact, he does not. What is this, here, Sheriff?
All right, spread out around them, boys. All right, now, Cisco, you and your partner, get your hands up.
Just what is the meaning of this, Señor Sheriff?
Never mind. Do as I say. Get them hands up. You're coming with me to jail.
I have the right to ask why we are being arrested.
For holding up and robbing the express company car on the eastbound train.
So that is why the train is now in the depot. We had nothing to do with that, Señor Sheriff.
Is this the first meeting? Nobody.
Of course, you had nothing to do with it. Nobody never has nothing to do with these here robbers. Get them hands up!
We go with them, Cisco?
No, Pancho, we will not. I repeat, Sheriff, Pancho and I had nothing to do with any robbery. So now, if you will excuse us, up, Diablo! Yeah! Break into this ring of hombres!
Go!
We through now, Cisco!
See? We are not out of trouble, Pancho. They're about to open fire on us. Look out, Pancho!
Pancho hit, Cisco! Pancho hit!
And so Pancho is struck by a posseman's bullet. But how badly he is wounded remains to be seen. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Hard Luck Hogan. On Hard Luck Hogan's first run as express car messenger after Cisco got him the job, the train was held up and the gold shipment taken from under Hard Luck's very nose. The sheriff threw Hard Luck into jail, got a posse, and went after Cisco and Pancho, who by this time were tracking down the bandits. Our friends broke through the ring of posse men and were getting away when a bullet struck Pancho. Now...
Can you keep riding a little longer, Chico? We've nearly gotten away from that posse.
Pancho, things are just good, but Pancho feel a little dizzy.
Now, I'll lift you over here with me on Diablo. Come on, Diablo. This way. That is good. All right, now let it go of your reins, Pancho. We'll lift you over. Come on.
So, but Pancho not want to leave Logo behind, Cisco?
He is following. He'll come along faster, though, if you call him.
Logo! Logo! Come, Logo! Come with Pancho! Pancho, see spots in front of Pancho's eyes, Cisco.
Then we'll stop right here, amigo, and take no chances with that wound of yours.
But the sheriff's party catch up with us then, Cisco.
Let them. Make the most important matters first, and your wound is first importance. Hold up, who? Easy. All right now, amigo. Here. Hop you down. Steady now. Come on. Easy. Come on.
Spot in front of the eyes. Spot.
All right, here. Sit down right here, Chico. Spot. Put your back against the tweezer. There. Now, have a look at this wound of yours.
Here, the posse is going.
Let them come. Let them come.
You get your hands up.
Hands up, nothing. Can you not see, Sheriff, that I am attending to mi compañero's wound?
Keep well surrounded, boys. This time they ain't gonna get away.
Yeah. You have a canteen there, Sheriff? Let me take it. The water in mine is all gone.
Well, all right. Here.
Gracias.
Where's your guns?
A couple of bandidos stole them. Perhaps the same bandidos who robbed that express car.
See, we followed the bandidos.
Now I reckon we got the bandidos right here.
Do not know what you talk about, say you, Sheriff. Cisco and Pancho, not
do not argue with him, amigo. It will do no good. That wound is not as bad as I feared, Pancho. It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah, that won't bother you none. All right, Cisco, cross your wrists. This time I'm tying you and taking you into jail.
Sheriff, you make the mistake. Bandidos up there in the hills, no?
Have no fear, Pancho. We will not be in that jail for long. You may depend on that.
Yeah, there. Heh. Ain't nobody gonna find that gold. Especially after we move this big rock back over the spot where we buried it.
I'll give you a hand, Carl.
Let's move that rock now. All right, now come on. Come on. There she is, Muddy.
Yeah, that'll be safe enough. Glad we kept out enough of them gold coins to spend.
But sure we did. Why not? We ain't gonna stay cooped up in this hideout forever.
We better take a look down that trail, just to be sure that Cisco kid ain't after us.
Nah, he ain't. He lost that trail some time ago.
We'll take no chances with that hombre. He's a slick one.
There's not a sign of anyone back along the trail, Muddy.
Nope.
You know, I always figured that Cisco kid wasn't as big a frog as he's been cracked up to be. Even in a small puddle.
Well, I ain't so sure. Anyway, we put one over on him.
We sure did. Hey, pretty good guns we got here, too, Muddy.
You bet they are. We better not take him to town with us.
To town?
Well, sure, why not? Boy, he won't be up here for 3 days. And I ain't hankering to hang around here all that time doing nothing.
Well, I reckon we have got a celebration coming to us.
You bet we have.
But maybe we'd better wait another day, buddy.
Now who's being cautious? We'd ought to look at it this way, Carl. If we don't show up in town right soon, somebody might think we had a hand in that robbery.
Yeah, but...
And if we do show up, nobody will think a thing about it, most likely.
Well, you've made a good point there, buddy. I ain't hankering to hang around here for 3 days neither. Well, come on, let's saddle up and go to town.
Now, look, Cisco, you might just as well own up now as later. It'll save all of us a lot of time.
Senor Sheriff, we are not going to own up to something we have not done.
That'd be telling the lie. And Cisco not tell the lie, no.
I hope you don't think I believe that story about you two being in swimming when the robbery took place.
Pancho not in swimming. Yeah,
there. You see, Cisco?
Pancho means he cannot swim.
See, that's what Pancho means.
Nope. You crossed yourself up then. No question to what you two are guilty of. Come on.
Where we going now, Sheriff?
Out into the cell block. We'll see what you and Hard Luck Hogan say when we get you together.
Well, so the sheriff has you under arrest too, Senor Hogan.
Yeah, blast it all. He couldn't be any wronger either. What I want to know now is this. I heard since we got back to town that you got Hogan his job on that express company car, Cisco. Is that right?
I may have told the company officials that Senor Hogan would make a good employee.
Yes, Cisco gave him the job, Sheriff.
He sure did, and I'll always be mighty obliged to him. Even if nothing but more hard luck come to me out of the job.
Well, and it don't take much guessing to figure out why Cisco got you that job.
Why?
So the three of you can team up to rob that car. Now, come on. What'd you do with that gold?
Sheriff, you are talking nonsense. Just plain nonsense.
Well, we'll find out how much nonsense I'm talking. Into this cell you go just as soon as I can get the door open. All right, in with you now, quick.
Well, this is a pleasant little room, Pancho.
You got a window and everything, Cisco.
Let us take a look out the window.
Uh-huh.
I can imagine the view from here is wonderful. See, si, si, si. It looks back towards the mountain and... Pancho, come here.
Si, si, si.
Stay in there and think it over for a while. Call me when you're ready to own up.
Those two hombres who are riding the trail into town there, they are the ones we were following, are they not, Pancho?
Pancho, take a look. See, those are two hombres, Cisco. And Pancho's sure of that.
What are you two talking about over there, Cisco?
We will tell you presently, Senor Hogan. Senor Sheriff!
Well?
Will you come here, please?
What'd you do, Cisco?
I must get away to go after those hombres. Senor Sheriff!
Yes, yes, yes. I'll be there in a minute.
Pancho, go with you, Cisco.
No, no, Chico. You must do nothing to start that wound up
but
again.
But Pancho's not the one to shake.
Chico, act as if you're feeling faint.
Pancho, I feel good again. Oh.
Will you bring us a pail of water, Senor Sheriff? This wound is troubling me, compañero, again.
Yeah, there's a pail of water right over there on the bench. I'll get it.
Pancho, need the water quick.
Here you are. Here's your water. Reckon I'll draw this gun just in case.
And I will take that gun right now.
Hey, look out, stop.
Now, suppose you get your hands up, Sheriff.
That's the stuff, Cisco. How do you like that, Sheriff?
Bueno, Cisco.
Pancho, tie the Sheriff just to keep him in here for company. While I go have a little talk with those two banditos.
Well, we're most of town now, Carl. Ain't seen hiding her hair, that Cisco kid.
I don't reckon we will either. My guess is that Cisco lost the trail and just quit.
Yeah, wouldn't wonder.
Maybe him and his partner just pulled up stakes and left.
Rode on over the mountains, huh?
Yeah.
You may be right about that, Carl. Anyway, I'm sure glad we didn't stay out there in that hideout. Hey, wait a minute. Who's this rider?
Huh? I don't know. Hey, by thunder, I do know.
It's Cisco! Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, sure as you're born, it is.
Draw your gun, Muddy. We'll stay right here and fight it out with him.
Oh, no, not me. I ain't fighting with that Cisco kid. I'm heading back. Get up there, come on.
Well, I sure ain't fighting him alone. Get here. Here, come on. Get up.
Is he after us?
Yeah, he sure is. And he's got a mighty fast horse there, too. Come on, get up. Get up.
Yeah, get that.
Oh, it's no use. He's overhauling us fast.
You always may as well rein in your horses.
Rein in nothing. Fire on him, Carl.
That's just what I'm going to do. Oh, confound it. He shot the gun right out of my hand.
Up, give it. Yeah, yeah. Now, hombre, come on, down off that horse.
Down you go.
Now you.
Hey, look out. Let go.
Down off that horse. Now, we'll fight it out here on the ground with our fists.
Yeah, we sure will. Come on, Muddy.
Hey, I'm with you. Let them eat up. The two banditos. Very glad indeed. Now for you, hombre. Now, get up on your feet. You.
Easy, Cisco. I got enough.
But we are going to fight some more, bandito.
No, no.
Unless you tell me why you robbed my camp.
Yeah, yeah. Easy, though. Easy. I'll tell you.
And why you robbed that express car?
Well, because we was broken.
Shut up, you fool.
Gracias for that information, hombre. It was merely a guess on my part. But now I am sure. So now we will take a ride back to the jail and let the sheriff and the law deal with you two. And set Pancho and Señor Hogan free. Si, Pancho.
It's good to have our guns back again.
Oh, very good indeed, amigo. It's also good to know that Senor Hogan still has his job with the express company.
But from now on, the express company put another man to work with Senor Hard Luck.
Well, that is a good idea.
The company get all its goods back, Cisco?
Nearly all of it, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Including the $2,000 those two banditos had buried under the big rock.
$2,000, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, $2,000.
But Pancho counted that gold, Cisco. Pancho think it's only 1,000.
No, no. It was 2,000, Chico.
2,000?
Si. And there is a perfect example of why you should have gone to school more than you did. So that you could count correctly.
But, Cisco...
Well?
Pancho's teacher not could count correctly.
Your teacher could not?
The teacher give us two different answers. And then Pancho leave school.
Well, what different answers did your teacher give you, amigo?
One day the teacher say, 2 and 2 make 4.
See?
And then the next day, the teacher say, 3 and 1 make 4.
So?
Right then and there, Pancho leave the school.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's gone. Oh.
Up the elbow.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.